Good evening, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Good evening, everyone. Just want to make a note, just received a phone call. The St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Bach is actually being canceled tonight for 7 o'clock due to icy roads and unsafe driving conditions. Again, the St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Bach for 7 p.m. tonight has been canceled. We've also had quite a few calls from listeners calling in, letting us know about the roads being icy. So folks, please go slow, take it easy, be careful, and most important, be safe. Getting to our news, because the city of Frankenmuth is dealing with erosion along a section of Cass River Bank that is threatening some businesses, a stabilization plan is in the process of being developed. There will be an input meeting on the erosion issue at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December 4th. The meeting will be in a room at the Star of the West at 121 East Tuscola Street, which is one of the businesses the bank's erosion is threatening. The public is welcome to attend the meeting and to share their thoughts on proposals to address the situation. Those who cannot attend the meeting in person can join with Zoom using a link on the city's website at frankenmuthcity.com. There will be city officials and engineers at the meeting to gather input and share their thoughts about the work that needs to be done along the river. And the Grant Township Board of Trustees locked in a fire protection services for 2026 during Monday's meeting with the departments that provide fire protection services to the township. The board approved paying Brookfield Township for the fire protection service at the rate of $650 per section for 19 sections of the township. The total cost for that contract is $12,350. There are three sections in a township that are covered by the Oliver Fire Department. The contract that was approved with that department is for three sections for a rate of $700 per section for a total cost of $2,100. And fire protection from the Elmwood Gagetown Fire Department was approved at a cost of $2,625. Regarding money matters, the board approved paying the remaining bill of $8,923 to the Huron County Road Commission for road work that has been done. In other matters, the decision of allowing a sawmill business to operate on Williamson Road was tabled until the next meeting. During a November board meeting, some audience members voiced concerns about the noise, aesthetics, and property values of having a sawmill business located in the township. When we come back after the Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news with our obituaries.
'Twas the season of Christmas, and all through the thumb, not a creature was stirring. Except over at Ozentoski Farm Equipment and Bad Axe.
Hey Tim, when are you going to stop admiring yourself in that mirror and give us a hand here moving these new Case IH Farm All tractors?
Ever noticed how my eyes twinkle just like Santa's?
No, but I've seen your belly shake like a bowl of jelly. Now come on, we need help.
Maybe I oughta grow a white beard.
Yeah, now all we need is 8 tiny reindeer to help us move these tractors into place.
Nah, what you need, Tim, is to talk Santa into a new Case IH Farm All tractor with snowplow. After all, they're all shiny red just like his sleigh.
Hey, now there's a thought.
For excellent year-end savings, come see the complete line of Case IH tractors at your Case IH dealer of the thumb, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in BedEx.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, technology and logistics experts are watching closely as Amazon tests a 30-minute delivery program in select U.S. markets, a pilot that could reshape consumer expectations and strain local infrastructure while raising new questions about labor conditions and urban traffic. And in our international news, Amnesty International has accused Sudan's Rapid Support Forces of committing war crimes during an assault on a refugee camp in Darfur. citing testimonies and other evidence of killings and abuses as the country's civil conflict continues. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, information, and school closings, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And we have no new obituaries to report for this hour.